Fable 5 is back, and it only took a weekend of regulatory roller coaster plus a classifier patch to get there.
72 hours of suspended access. That's the shortest ghosting I've seen a Frontier model take, from launch to ban to fixed classifier.
Right? And the ban wasn't even about a real exploit path, just a borderline cyber defense request that snuck past the safeguards.
Borderline enough that Anthropic widened the safety margin so aggressively, it started blocking routine coding tasks.
Which is exactly the trade-off they warned us about when they rolled out the defense in-depth slide deck.
Their own diagram calls it the safety margin. Requests that are probably benign, but get blocked anyway, because the classifier is tuned to overcaution.
So the Amazon reported jailbreak only nudged the prompt into that margin, and they patched it by shrinking the margin again. More false positives for the win.
Win if you're counting jailbreak risk. Lose if you're just trying to write a Python script that happens to touch a CV.
Which is why they're telling pro users to burn through 50% credits this week while the classifier settles.
They also say AWS, Google Cloud, and Foundry will come back online as quickly as possible. Management speak for we're still arguing with infra teams.
Meanwhile, Mythos 5 stays locked to US Glasswing partners for defensive cybersecurity, because of course it does.
Honestly, I get the cybersecurity angle. Fable 5 was never supposed to have unique offensive capabilities, but Mythos 5 absolutely does.
So they can ship the safer model globally while the scarier one stays in the Glasswing sandbox. That's the story, and they're sticking to it.
Yeah, but the safeguard tightening hits benign prompts too. False positives are up. Latency is up, and users are going to notice.
Which is probably why they're giving everyone a credit-fueled freebie for the next week. Burn it while the classifier is still fresh.
That's not a product feature, that's technical debt amortization. Here's a discount while we tune the thing we broke.
Fair, but the bigger ask in the post is the jailbreak severity framework. They want Amazon, Microsoft, Google, and Glasswing partners to agree on how bad a jailbreak really is.
So the next time someone reports a bypass, we don't get a 3-day export control whiplash. We get a shared severity score and a plan.
Jailbreak tiering, narrow versus universal, minor versus harmful. It's the same taxonomy we've been using for years, but now they're trying to walk it into an industry standard.
And they're doing it with the same people who just pulled the model offline for 72 hours. So let's see how well the collaboration survives the next incident.
Okay, so the takeaway. Fable 5 is back. The classifier patch blocks the Amazon bypass in over 99% of cases, and the false positive tax is now part of the bill.
Which is exactly what you'd expect when you launch a model with a safety margin. So why it starts blocking benign cyber defense requests?
And the industry now has a shared framework to argue about jailbreak severity instead of panicking every time someone tweets a bypass.
I'm sure the next headline will be Anthropic and partners ship unified jailbreak taxonomy. World cheers.
Yeah, oh, probably not, but hey, at least we got the model back before the fourth.